Ruto ametukazia. Noma, noma, noma. Kama jana jo, jana nili, imagine nilifungiwa mlango jana. Walai, nilifungiwa mlango na landlord.
I blame Ruto. Anything concerning the country, I blame Ruto. The economy, I blame Ruto. Ruto must go. Anyway, that is just a snippet of Marker's unspoken story. It's coming right up in a bit. Anyway, how are you guys doing? How are you? How are you guys doing since the last time you had me? You had this nice maker. I hope you guys are well. Welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode, drum rolls. Not yet. This is episode 86. 14 more to go. Stay with me. 14 more to go to 100 episodes. Anyway, I'm super excited for this episode. This is Marcus Unspoken Story. This is, of course, the series, and today the story is of Marcus. So, anyway, if you're new here, if you're listening to this wonderful voice for the first time, my name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. If you like this podcast after listening to it, remember to rate the podcast. No pressure. If you like it, rate it. And then follow the podcast so that you can get notifications when episodes drop. That is every Wednesday and Sunday. Okay. And share with your friends and family, people who you think would love this type of content. And also you can check me out on YouTube. Check our content on YouTube, which is Unspoken Podcast KE. I do vlogs. There's vlogs. And then I'm currently, there's Unspoken Story and spoken behind the scenes of the podcast. Basically, if you just want to see life behind the scenes of a life of a Kenyan podcaster, check out my YouTube and Spotify podcast KE, and like, share, comment, subscribe. Yeah, that's what's up. Also, if you're listening to this and you want to be part of what's your unspoken story, remember, check out my, by the way guys, I have news. I'm so happy I got my Instagram account back, bro. Ooh. Oh, life makes sense again. Like, life makes sense now. I'm so happy I got it back. And I knew, I got it back when I'd already given up. I was like, maybe I even opened a new account. I'd already given up. I was like, okay, I think it's gone. But then deep down, I was like, I know it's good. If it's to ever come back, it's gonna come back when I've already moved on. And then that's what happened. So I just received that, and I didn't know. I think Instagram sent me the email on 7th October, and I just didn't know. So I was like, I'd given up. I didn't even open my email. Like, I saw it now 2 days later. That is 9th. I received I saw a notification on my phone, for Instagram, and then I thought it was the other Instagram, the new Instagram that I opened. And then I was checking it, and then I was like, no, it's Awinawit, like the old one. And then when I clicked on that notification, My account was working again. That's when I saw the email. Oh, I was so happy. So my account is back. Awino Awiti. But then the backup, I'm not closing. It's just going to be there for backup. But of course, my official account on Instagram is back. Awino Awiti. And of course, I'm Spoken Podcast. So just check out my social media platforms and click the link on my bio. My link is there. And then you can fill up the Google form. And if you want to be part of the What's Your Unspoken Story, the series. Oh, super excited. Awesome stuff. So today's, we have a lot of things to talk about, you guys, but I just want you to listen to the story. I was talking about how Ruto must go, you guys. So that's how we are moving on regardless. Pun intended. Like, that's how they have just impeached the vice president. Like, what the heck? Okay, you know, I just, like, the things that are going on in this country, I just need an episode of its own to just discuss this impeachment and what it means to me, like how I'm viewing it, like impeachment, the vice president impeachment. Of course, it's still going to the Senate, but oh, this man is going home, man. Dude is going home, man. Wameguza mirima. Dude's going home. Damn. Yani, what? One day you have all the power in the world, and the next day just everything, like, you just lose it. Like, okay, that's insane. I think the next episode, my solo episode, I'm just gonna have to talk about this, about this impeachment, our government, how it's messing us up. Have you seen that they're not taxing pay bills and till numbers? Hey, Ruto tatua Lisa. Hey, this government, yani, It's always something. There's always something. The SH programs, they are scrapping off NHIF. Now there's the SH. And then there's Adani. Oh my gosh, I'm going to die. Being a Kenyan is what it is. I was even reading another meme. Like, if by the end of the year, if someone's going to say that this year was nice. Like, I'm just going to have, tunafatu kutokuwa mkutano kama wa Kenya. Ya kupiga nduru na kulia juu ya Ruto. Because yo, this government is showing us shege. Anyway, that's a story for another day. This episode is about Marcus and spoken story. So a little brief summary, a little brief history, a bit of how I met Marcus. So I met Marcus in Kisumu. That was this year. Did you meet this year though? When did I start? Let me think. I met Marcus this year, or was it last year? I met Marcus the end of last year, if I'm not wrong. Either at the end of last year or this year, I'm not so sure. Either in January or December. So that's why I met Marcus in Kisubu. He was my nail tech. My friend, my friend introduced me to him, like, that place where they'd be nails, and he was my nail tech. And yo, I'm not exaggerating when I say Marcus is the baddest nail tech in Kisumu, yo. He's so professional and he's so hardworking, and yo, anajokteng sa makucha. He knows, like, he was my nail tech for the longest time when I was in Kisumu, and yo, he did an amazing job. He's located at Apokondele Junction. So if you wanna get your nails done in Kisumu, hit that boy up. And they're so, like, the prices are affordable. Like, hey, for the girlies on a budget, go there, because the prices are affordable, and then what you get, the result is so nice. So, like, I met Marcus here when he was making my nails, and then we started just talking. You know, you don't just get to talk with your nails, and there's something that sparked, like, he was really interested in my podcast. Like, I didn't, like, expect he was going to be interested in that manner, but he was really, when I told him about my podcast, he was, like, so interested. And when he mentioned, you're going to listen. Okay, I don't want to give you guys spoilers, but he mentioned, he's a biggest fan. I think he's one of the biggest fan of this podcast. How he's got, like, he even told me that he started listening to this podcast. Now when I introduced him to the podcast, he was so intrigued that he had to start listening to this podcast from episode one, bro. That was so crazy. So shout out to Marcus. He's like a big fan of this podcast. And I was so humbled and I was so happy to have him on the pod at last, man. So you guys, I don't want to, yep, and give you guys spoilers. So before anything, let's listen to Marcus' unspoken story.
Hello, naitwa Marcus Gavi Ochieng, born 97, June 16th, by the way. Saizi nimetan 28 June. And probably, ukinifuata kwa my socials, naitwa super _ lisumoka. And nasema hiyo tu. Okay, now, nimekuwa na privilege ku join Bui podcast leo. Hey man, nimekuwa solo. Nimekuwa nikitamani chance. Kwa, anyway, so to begin with, me life yangu imekuwa complicated sana. To a point yenye saa today fanya nimefika ni God man. Sindi wenye tunasemanga ni God. Now let me start. Nimezaliwa Nyakach, Kisumu County, but raised up in Nairobi, Umoja 2, Ghetto. Nimelelewa na ile lifestyle ya survival for the fittest. If huwezi kangumu, huwezi hautakula. Childhood yangu imekuwa traumatizing pia. Liza inenye. Imagine unaenda shule, depending on how vile uta impress mzazi. Kwetu tuko saizi tuko only two children, but nime grow up na my uncles na my aunties ambapo tulikuwa the same age, so basically niko naita ma bro ambapo in the first nimekuwa mimi the only child, then we were second born ameku introduced hapa later. So okay, let me not beat around the bush. Niko single, kama mnaweza kujua. Yeah, najua it's very odd a 29 year old boy or man prefer what would call me ati aweze kuwa single. Maisha yangu imekuwa ngori. Nimemaliza shule 2019. Most of you mnaweza sema mimi bado niko young, but kishule niko young, but ki age niko old. And professionally nasomea saizi electrical engineering, and but sai nimeweza sema defa kidogo juu I'm still trying to understand what I need in this life, because nimejaribu kufanya electrical banana sioni kaina ina go through, then nikaingilia nail profession pedicure na manicure. So saizi mimi ni nail tech, that's what I survive with. Hiyo ndio kitu nimekuwa ni push around since 20 nimeingia kisumu 2021, 2022 nime survive hivyo, 2023 ndio nikaanza nail tech. Hiyo ndio nimekuwa ngiki ni push through. Lakini sometimes jo as a man, maisha mwanaume na kwanga ngumu, like everything you have to fight for your own. Sema pia mademu na kwanga rahisi though, but for me venye nime experience, if naweza tupatiwa tu chance ya ku change gender sasa hivi tunikuwe dem, naweza shift walai, but anyway, as a man maisha ni ngumu. Sijui niwapige story ya life yangu venye ilikuwa juu to a point yenye niko. Okay, love life yangu imekuwa very complicated in that my first old love ilikuwa the year 2020. Hapo ndo penye nipatanga demu wangu na tulipatana venye actually ni venye maza shule mwenye likuwa nao shule, sisi sema likuwa true love because obviously likuwa tuenda kwa chana tu. So lile nili experience this at the true love ni kwanga wenisha maza shule ni kwa outside the world, ni wakapata na tumepush 2020, 2021, 2022. Yeah. Na the course of us kubreak alikuwa shanza kudevelop insecurities zile za nili join college mbele yake na all kind of sorts of things. Akaanza kusema juu alikuwa ananijua mimi ni mtu mwenye napendanga ku interact na madem sana, so like unaweza pata most of my friends ni madem tu. So she kind of thought of niko na flat now na seduce kitu kama hiyo, but in real sense it's that me nakuanga na self control. Nikiamua kukatia dem naweza mkatia if sina mtu, but sasa kama niko na mtu ndio tena nataka kukatia dem mwingine, it's always hard for me waiting, so I always keep that distance. That was the cause of us breaking up. Yeah, alisema she can't do it anymore, so she's insecure anaona kama nenda kum heartbreak, so yeye ndio akaona ni heartbreak before ni heartbreak. Yani unapigwa stopper before wewe mwenyewe u decide kuingia kwenye na hiyo relationship. So ilikuwa hiyo 2022 August before her birthday. Tulikuwa break up before her birthday. But hata na hizo plans nilikuwa nazo for her birthday bado nilipush through, sika go through nikampelekea kile kitakuwa nataka. 2023 nimeka single the whole year. The only man imekuwa ngori. 2024 imeingia. Nilidhani nimepata mtu bana, kumbe nimepata mtu wa watu. Eh. Nadhani nilikuwa nadhani niko solo. Kumbe maisha tunashare si wote. Noma. Up to now bado sijapata mzee. Niko tu hivyo tu. Sijui ni wa describe. Sijui kama siku moja mtataka kuniona in physical form, niko dark. I'm short, dark, handsome boy. So but ki voice na inaweza kuwa naka niko mse wa 34. Juu voice iko deep. guys, lakini I'm still shocked bado niko kwa the podcast bana. Wa imekam through for him. Nimekuwa tu nikisikizia tu, lakini podcast venye ilianza ndaje, ilibidi ndio nishikanishie hizi stories zote, ilibidi nirudi kwa ile podcast ya kwanza. Ya kwanza ilikuwa created ya kwanza. Hadi episode 76 ya ilikuwa leo kwa Kiingereza. Yeye tu imetolewa leo ndio nimekasikiza episode. Like mimi nakwanga number one fan. Alright.
Thank you.
And then pia on my socials sometimes napenda ku promote, lakini sasa sijui kama viewers wangu wana watch wanasikiza pia. Yes, ndio wewe unanipeanga all this, but juu ipo through hip podcast nimekuwa kuna some stories imekuwa ikinigusa kwanza personally. Wow. Nikisema tu hii ni mimi walai. Hii ni mimi. Alafu maana naweza sema nashukuru, cause nisinge patana na wewe nijui podcast wala singe jui inakwanga. Aya, so sijui kama kutakuwa na maswali juu mi story yangu saa zingine nakwanga brief, but kitakuuliza swali naweza kakujibu venye story inaendelea. So kini anyway, as at now, hey man, lakini maisha ni ngumu. Na hivi venye Ruto ametukazia. Noma. Kama jana nilifungiwa mlango jana. Wallahi nilifungiwa mlango na landlord. Kwambia imekuwa ngumu hadi nampigia saa shiki. Nampigia shiki. Imagine. Na niko na rent kwa mkono. Nataka kumpea na shiki. La asubuhi ndo ananipigia ati, "Hey, kijana, tunafanyaje? Unahama mama?" Nikamwambia, sasa juu jana niko na kupigia na ushiki. Sasa si pia mimi unitafute." Ameshinda akinitafuta na simu bana. Na mimi natakwama sasa juu please. Number one, security. Penye na shingi man, ni kama na travel. Nataka kufanya kazi kiso kundele posta. Nataka hadi kwa Manyata huko bana kwa ndani. Noma. Kila siku saa 4. So dangerous.
Unatoka usiku.
Saa 4 si nakwanga so dangerous bana. So mi imagine hii point inafika kwa mlango, unapata tu kuna kifuli ingine kubwa kushinda tayangu. Hapo ndo nikajua kumbe hizi vitu zina existing. Hadi mzazi wangu alikuwa ananiambia, one check more on your lot that tulifungua mlango nikiwa mdogo, sikuwa najua story. Kumbe yangu ndika happen sawa kweli. Leo nimepiga mzazi akanicheka tu kwanza, hadi sasa bado ananicheka tu. Kananiambia si we told you. Si we told you. So man. So siku ingine by the way pia niloitumiwa text na Mokoro. Nishi kuambia hii story si kupigia wewe. Kuna day niliwahi ambiwa na Mokoro ati, my son, itabidi saa utafute day. Walai juu ilikuwa inafika point yenye kila mtu juu ma brothers wake na sisters wake, kila mtu asha move out kwa nyumba, kila mtu ashaenda kuishi nje, wameshapata madeus mama bwana, wanaishi maisha fiti. Mimi ndio nimebaki peke yangu. So nimebaki na mimi na brongo mdogo. So like akaniuliza, I need you out of this house, na utafute vitu tunafanya aje. Na even though pia akaniambia, the moment huyo mwenye utamintroduce kwangu, huyo ndiye atakuwa my favorite. So choose wisely. Nata, she won't care kwenye tutaachana, yatataka tu ule ule. Sasa ndio imekuwa sasa very big deal. Sasa nataka kutafuta dem, kwanza nataka nikatu chini. The first person I put in my mind is my mom. Nikipelekea huyu. Alafu aseme huyu ndio the favorite one. Alafu bado venye bado siko well experience na history za relationship. Tuachane na huyu. Nitamtoa wapi? Nimpeleke huyo mtu ndio huyu bado. Na nikipeleka mwingine, mama atachoma na atasema, lakini huyu si kama ule mwingine. Unaona vitu kama hizo ndio stakangi ku encounter. Unaweza kuniambia msee, yo. hii story. Hii kitu. Unajua, at times inakuanga very much more easier if wait first. Let me just take a moment of silence niambie nikumbuke best yangu mwenye alikufa through mental illness. This actually yeye ndio alifanyanga ni register ni apply for this podcast. Sometimes inakuanga good to speak out. Actually, he was suffering from ilikuwa disease gani, but he was afraid to speak it out. Pia ukiunganisha na hizo ma vitu zenye alikuwa na pass through kwa maisha yake, mara the social alikuwa ananiambia sometimes alikuwa na social anxiety, like haizi kata karibu na watu when I express. Nakumbuka akiniambia ati the last words aliniambianga through text, I take care and whatever I do nisiwai share my secret na mwenye anamjua, ni share my secret na mwenye sijui totally, juu mwenye sijui na mwenye anijui yeye ndo atanipatia the best judgment, because yeye hata ni judge ati jue unakwanga hivi usifanye hivi. Ndio maana sometimes before I share anything I first visit this site nisikize 1-2-3 ndio initulize kiakili, juu story zenye nimekuwa nikisikia huko. Pia I wish ninge brifa kwa podcast before I end it. Askizi hizi vitu, at least ingekuwa ingi mfungo wa akili. Bro, rest in peace. Anyway, sometimes pia life has to go on. Mi pia huku. Pia mi nakwanga na shida ya ku ile niki ka kando ya mtu mwenye nataka kupenda. Expression inakuanga ngori. Ngori. Juu unajua siku hizi watu hawezangi kukuchukua serious. Namwambia ni feeling zangu siku 1-2-3. Lakini yeye anaona wewe you are still like the others, so nini. Ndio maana hadi sasa hivi imenifanya bado niko single. For real. Sijawahi tamani, like siku nyingine nitapata hiyo chance. Anyway, sometimes anyway, man, I'm still happy, man. I'm still happy. Kindani, I'm still happy. Anyway, this is what.
So when you go back to school, are you planning to go back to
school? School nko nafaa kurudi shule. Actually, ni nafaa kurudi next year. Next year by Feb. Nataka kuregister niendelee certificate level juu niliachana tisa juu mi electrical imekuwa nimechukua kitu nilichukua juu the lineage ya familia yetu. Unapata huyu mara anafanya sijui mechanical, anafanya electrical, anafanya nini. So mi nikakuwa niyo passion ile nataka kufanya electrical. But saa kufika mbele ilinikanyaga kwa sababu tu. But side nivenye sasa kufanya physics. Unaona? So kufanya physics hiyo ndio sahihi. Ilikuwa kitu inanimaliza. Sielewi trade theory kabisa. Kitu nyingine inaniumiza like kitu kingine inaitwa technical drawing. Sijui hizo orthographic projection. Hizo vitu sijui hizo ngori. So mimi nadai kurudi certificate level. Niendelee na masomo nimalize at least hata kama nafanya hii nail pedicure hizi. But at the background niko na papers. Like job inaweza tokeleza anytime. And then time mwenye unajua time mtu anadefa shule lazima ujipange because huwezi defend na haujui penye utaenda next, haujui totally. So like ilikuwa mi actually to my shock sikuwa na defend, ndio hii chance ya makuchika tokelezea ambapo saizi bado naingia kwa home na nimechapa mbaya. So hiyo ndo imenifanya nataka kurudi shule sasa. Nimeshakaa nje for long. Nataka sasa nimesha experience venye maisha inakuanga mtaki sasa, unkutaki sasa. Jukio shule hizi ziona au juu nini endelea. Wewe umefocus tu kwa masomo, nini una provide wa kila kitu. But outside here very harsh. So ndikuta ina ni drive sana to back to school. Lakini shule, maisha shule ni ngumu. Maisha shule, unakaa shule na hauna shit, hauna kitu yote. Yani hapa hivi kumbuka, tuki rewind back vile nimesema tuliachana na UDM 2022. Hizo siku zilipata kama sina kitu yote. Imagine, nategemea mzazi na dema na nategemea. Sinuna hau awkward it was. So, hiyo ndio kitu nyisa hiliko inanisinya. Siku nataka kutegemea mzazi ato. Nilikuwa nataka mimi nijitegeme. Nini kesi sasa ndio mtu mwingine akitegemea aone huyu at least kuna vision mahali. Sasa hizi at least nimeshapata the step I wanted. Now let me take a step back again. Ni go back to my books. Inabidi. Jua bibi bila education sasa zingine hawezi survive. Kando hawezi. It's pretty tough. So mi jani yangu nimelearn, okay, in conclusion nimelearn that no one is coming to save you. You have to save yourself. No matter how okay, kwa surrounding yako unaweza kuwa na mafriends wenye unaona tu watakusaidia, we at the end wewe ndo unakufa kivyako. Hiyo ndio the most important thing nimelearn. I have to defend for myself. Hata huyo mzazi mwenyewe mwenye namtegemea haizi hajawahi kuja through kunisaidia ati juu umekuwa hapa wacha tani kutumia tao. Juu umekuwa hapa wacha nikutumie, hapana. Sasa yeye nikimpiga ananiambia mimi sina pesa. Sina. Yeye akiona simu yangu anaona ni pesa naomba. Hata nikitaka kumgotea ana tu ni pesa. So you have to save yourself. Oh, by the way, sijakwambia I'm a Christian, born again. Nasali sitam Kisumu. Okay, nilingia sitam August last year. Nikako introduced kwa the media team, a very strong champion huko. But sasa shule tena ikafanya ni backslide kidogo juu. Unajua huko like inataka kuwa consistent pia. Juu ukiserve, when you're serving you have to serve with all of your heart. Una hiyo attention yako kwa yote. So juu mimi nikateka step back hadi kuback hadi kwenda church ikakuwa tena ngori. Sijaenda church tangu January, but I still follow up through online services. Get blessed. Sasa nimebackslide from Christianity, hapana. I do go to church online, but sa physical imekuwa ngori kidogo juu kazi nimekuwa nikifanya ni from Sunday to Sunday. Inahitaji pia dedication. For you to survive, to kupata your daily bread, no man, inabidi dedicate your time. So all in all, put your prayers to God, put God first, and everything will come through. Yeah, thanks.
Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth. That was Marcus' unspoken story. That was so inspiring. That was that was so nice, so dope. I love how his voice is just so calm. It's just so calm, collected, and I'll get out to be less stressed. So thank you, Marcus, man. Shout out to Marcus for speaking out and telling your story and being a fan of this podcast. Finally being on the podcast. Shout out to you, man. So, okay, something funny about Marcus' story is that funny I noticed about Marcus' story is how he's such a lover boy. Boy, that boy is such a lover boy. Like, he loves love. You could just listen, how he's talking about his relationship, it was so hilarious, and it was also so sweet at the same time. How, he's not even ashamed how he's a lover boy. How he loves love. He was just about, relationships and love, and I love that, I love that. He's such a lover boy, because people, sometimes, I think for the longest time, I don't know if it's still going on, but for the longest time, men, but the male gender usually don't like to be portrayed as people who show their emotions that much. I'm a people who care that much. They don't they don't like discussing their emotions. They don't like being seen as caring, because they feel like that's gonna make them more vulnerable. So, but just hearing Maka saying how talking about his relationship, it was so hilarious and it was so funny. And it was so nice to see that how he's a lover boy, how he's a man who loves love, who appreciates love. Oh, I love me a lover boy. So nice. So that was so nice. You know, men out there, they think that if you're toxic, that's when you have the highest gangster points. But no, me, I love love. We love love. Everyone loves love. Everyone loves love. Everyone wants to experience love. One day, that I know for sure. So that was really something I loved about Marcus' story, and I loved generally about Marcus. Benye anasema hajapata mse. Benye wazazi wanamwambia kijana tafuta mtu, kijana. Eh, parents can give you pressure out here. Parents, do not succumb to parents' pressure. When it comes to love, bro, do not succumb to parents' pressure. Take your time. Ukifuata pressure, because haraka ya kupeleka dem kwa mzazi, and then you're gonna mess yourself up. So take your time, gentlemen, okay, and ladies. So just take your time. Don't succumb to pressure, especially when it comes to love and when it comes to careers. Careers and education, don't succumb to pressure. Don't do things because people are doing. You had how Marcus was saying how he was in school and then he had to defer because it was difficult. He wasn't sure about if he wanted to do that course. And then it was difficult because now he had to go out of school, and then he started hustling. He started doing nail tech. And then he was saying how what I really also learned was how he learned that being in school, you don't know anything about the outside world. You don't know the grind. You don't know anything about the outside world, actually. You're just a student who's trying to make it, trying to just get through your studies and just graduate, bro. I just put on that gown. But you don't view life. You view life differently when you're out of school, which is actually very true, I've seen that for myself. After graduating, you view life differently. So you're saying how now after, he took a gap year and then he deferred and then now went to hustle, and then now he has hustled for a few years, and then he's going back to school, and I'm like, that's not bad. Now he's going back to school with an open mind, akilake mefunguka. He has seen the world, he has tested the world, vizuri. So you guys, when it comes to things education, don't pressure yourself, actually. Do not pressure yourself. If you can take a gap year, take it. If you can take a break, take that break, manzi. Do not pressure yourself. And when you're choosing your courses, man, choose wisely. Choose wisely. Don't take something and then end up like, I feel like kitambo, I don't know if it's, but it still happens, by the way, when you're just finishing high school, most people, their parents choose their courses for them, and then you get to uni, and then that course that your parents chose for you, you didn't even want it in the first place, and then you struggle with it, and then you have to drop out, and then life becomes messy. So when it comes to things, career, things, your education, things to do in the future, love, someone you want to spend your life with for the rest of your life, someone you want to spend life with, yo, do not succumb to pressure. Move, like, do things on, like, how you want it. Like, do things that make you happy. Don't do things to please your parents, especially your parents. I know parents can be hard, man. Parents can be hard to deal with. I know that. But you have to stand up for yourself sometimes. So that's something I also learned from Marcus' story. So, yeah, heavy on that. Heavy, very heavy on that. So yeah, that was a nice unspoken story. That was so like a light story, and then it was so insightful that like it was so real. I loved it. And then it's good to speak out. Yeah, it's how I learned that. Like, it's good to speak out already. How have you heard how Marcus was saying, Nini? Have you listened to the part where he was saying how he wished his friend would have listened to this podcast before he lost his life, man? That was so crazy. You know, we always talk about mental health, guys. Mental health, depression. And then you don't know how real mental health is until it affects you or it affects someone who is close to you. That's how you know, damn. Okay, so this is the thing. We always think, oh, mental health, be conscious about our mental health. We talk about mental health over here every day on this podcast. But then you don't know how deep it is, how it can affect you until it affects you as a person or it affects someone. You know, that's how I know, okay, so this shit is real. This shit is real. So it's real. And I was so heartbroken when he said that about his friend. And yeah, it was so sad, man. It was so sad. That's why I insist, share the pod. Share this podcast. If you feel like this episode, an episode even asks something in you, and you know a friend of yours somewhere might need to just listen. Sometimes it just takes a voice, someone to just know that they're not alone in something, to just like to shift their mentality. It just takes someone to know, like, I'm not alone. Okay, so I'm not alone experiencing this. So this is something that's happening out there. I'm not the one who's unique. I'm not the one like who's suffering the most in this world. So this is something that's happening. Sometimes it just takes that one person to comfort the other person that you're not alone in this. That it shifts. It shifts. You don't know how an episode or just a word of encouragement to someone can change their entire perspective, can change their life mentally, can change how they make the decision. So that's why I always insist, if the podcast just sparks something in you, share the podcast. Do not be scared of sharing. Even tag me. I'm not like I'll if it even share how you feel about it, and share your feedback. I really appreciate it. So yeah, that was something that really I was sad about, but I was also happy that Marcus said that he was happy when he started listening to this podcast. Like, he felt lucky when he started listening to this podcast, because he felt like the topics I talk about here, the things I talk about here, like they really is about him, like the things he could relate with. That was so nice, man. It means something. That's what I say. Manze, what's your unspoken story? Everyone has a story. Everyone has a story. And you don't know how your story, you might just think your story is just a normal story, it's just a stupid story out there, but you don't know how your story can impact someone. You don't know how your story can change someone's life, bro. You don't know. You have no idea. Me, I'm just always here recording this podcast. I don't know. I didn't even know, like, someone like Marcus would just, like, would relate to that. Someone I don't know at the time will relate to that story many years later. And will be like, this podcast changed how I view life, changed my life. And he was happy to have met me and listened to this podcast. So that's why I do these things. That's why I always say, I am because you are, man. That's why I do this podcast, because I know I just always need one person to listen to this pod, and one person to learn something, one person's perspective to change about something. That's all I need. So super happy and super proud, and like, I'm super happy to hear that. So shout out to you, Marcus, coming to the pod at last. And shout out to you for listening, for being a number one fan of this podcast. Shout out to you for supporting my podcast, for supporting my content. Shout out to you for being strong. Shout out to you for being confident. to sharing your story, man. You're such an intelligent person. You're such a hardworking person, a nurturing person. Tumeongea sana, we've really talked about a lot of stuff, and I know you're so intelligent and you're so hardworking, and I know you're listening to this, so shout out to you. Go hard. Go back to school when you're ready. Go hard when you go back to school. Make sure you get that paper. That paper is important. That paper is important. Go back to school when you're ready. Go back and get the paper and then go and chase your bag. You know, nail tech, you can be the baddest nail tech in Kisumu. I'm praying for that. Start your own place. You know, you're such a hardworking person and you know your craft. Like, bro, uboya kishika nails zako wewe. Ah! You will be surprised. So yeah, give him all your money. So shout out to you, Marcus, for coming on the podcast and sharing your unspoken story. Anyway, guys, I think I'm going to leave this. I'm going to have to love you and leave you, because, yo, this girl is a yerpa, as you already know. But that story was so nice. It was so refreshing. So I'm going to have to love and leave you guys. I hope you've learned something. I hope you've learned something from Marcus' story, because I have a lot. And I insist, share the pod. Don't know how it's going to change someone else's life. Share. Don't be afraid to share. Share and share. So, yeah. That's it. I'm going to have to love and leave you. And then I hope you enjoy the podcast. And then I'm going to see you guys. When is it? On Sunday. Yeah. I think on Sunday, we're going to talk about Kenya. It's been long since I talked about everything political. It's time for me to be political. As a creative, you should not take sides or what. No, I'm gonna say what's on my mind, bro. I'm gonna say what's on my mind, because this, if you wanna know, I'm getting old, bro. I'm at an age where I follow politics. I follow what's happening in our country, the current affairs. I follow them religiously because they affect me. They affect me. The fact that I am a citizen of Kenya, everything that's Kenyan affects me. So I follow those things religiously. And then I think on Sunday I'm gonna talk about that. We need to talk about this, because Ruto atatumarisa. Atat kijana ya sugu atatumarisa. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Be safe. And remember what Marcus said. No one's coming to save you, so go out there and save yourself. Okay. I'm gonna see you on Sunday. Adios.